Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Happy Wednesday night to you. I'm going to bring you closer to Thursday. And I'm going to have a damn good time while I do it. I hope you do too. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. It is a 4-hour show. If you're on the East Coast, I get started at 10 p.m. If you're on the West Coast, I get started at 7. If you're in the Central Time Zone, if you're in the mountains, you know how to figure it out. Do some math. We always make you do extra math. But you know this by now. Me? I'm out West. I'm in Portland, Oregon. I got to give a big shout out to everybody listening in Portland right now. I got to give a big shout out to everybody at Pacific University. People advocating for inclusive health practices for people all over the country. Thank you so much, okay? We'll talk more about that later on in the show. As you probably know by now, I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And in an hour from now, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. That's what we do Wednesday nights into Thursday morning. This has been inspired by Mike Leach. We're going to talk about some of the most memorable coaches in sports. And not for wins and losses. We're going to talk about coaches who are known for opening up their damn mouths and giving you an amazing quote. These are coaches that you want to hear at the press conference. These are coaches that you want to hear in a win and a loss during training. These coaches, man, in front of a microphone and a camera, they are pure gold. I'm going to give you a top six list of the most quotable coaches that the sports world has seen. It's coming up next hour, so don't move. The phone lines are open right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. This afternoon, while I spoke with the students and faculty at Pacific University here in Oregon, I missed the second half of the World Cup. I missed the second half of the game that was the deciding game of who would go out there and join Argentina in the final. I saw France put a goal up on Morocco, 1-0. The final score was 2-0. No big surprise there. We got France and Argentina in the final. And we got a lot of people listening to me right now who are going, I ain't watching the World Cup. And that's fine. We got a lot of people who do. We got the phone lines bumping right now. We had a caller hit us up last hour and said, hey, JR, I'm sorry, man. Soccer's not a manly sport. It's just a bunch of guys running around kicking that little ball. And I'm like, damn. You ever been out on a soccer field? You ever been out on that pitch? I think most of us understand this. Have you ever sprained an ankle? You ever got kicked in the ankles? You ever been running full speed and got moved off your damn spot? You ever had a concussion? Soccer, not saying soccer is not manly, is wow. It's not boxing, it's not MMA, it's not street fighting, it's not knuckle boxing. But man, these guys get their asses whooped. And so I appreciate all sports, all of them. I'll watch two cockroaches race in the street in New York. I'll watch two sheep run up and down a mountain in Scotland. I'll watch, I can't say that. That's not a nice thing to say. I'll watch people fight. Let me just put it that way. I appreciate football. I appreciate soccer. We got a lot of people all over the world that look at our version of football that dominates our landscape here in the United States of America, and they look at football and they go, a dumbass sport. They took rugby and they put on helmets. Look at them sissies over there. Different strokes for different folks. No need to criticize what you may not know or understand. And a lot of it can be cultural. I love football. I love all sports. I love it all. Hey, Shep, ask me about a sport. Ask me. Pick a sport. Ask me if I love it. Go ahead.
Do you love cricket?
Yes, I actually know Kirmani. He's a wicketkeeper out in India. Yes, he's famous for the World Cup. Yes, the answer is yes.
I was not expecting that. Do you like alpine skiing?
Lindsey Vonn, who's the girl that bust her ass the other day? Yeah, I love it.
Okay, and shout out to Pickleboaster. Do you like sledding?
I have gone mushing. I go dog sledding. Shout outs to Dallas Seavey, who is a multiple-time Iditarod champion. Me and Dallas Seavey went dog sledding out in Willow, Alaska. What else you got?
You like horse racing, JR.
I like equestrian.
Okay.
Shout outs to Miss Novak in D.C. She's wow. Great. You go across, yeah.
I don't think I can.
What's
don't think
up,
I can get one by you. I don't think I can get one by you. You love every single sport known to man and womankind.
Yeah, the women. I love the womankind. You are absolutely correct. I love the womankind.
Curling. Do you love it?
The guy shaving the ice and pushing that rock.
Yeah, many won't consider that a sport. Do you?
The guy who has to get on his hands and knees.
Yeah.
The one who's really on the floor?
That's a good point, too.
That's some sport, man.
Yeah.
That's some that takes some athleticism. To be on your damn hands and your knees, just moving some ice so the stupid guy can push that what is that, a stone? Come on. Hell yeah.
Not okay. Do you like, I believe, and I could be butchering this, billiards. Yeah. Do you like that sport?
Billiards?
Yeah. You know, the people that play pool and wear the sunglasses
the
indoors.
People who play pool?
Yeah.
I play pool.
But
yeah.
But is that a sport, though? Because people certainly want to make it out to be the way that it's broadcasted.
Oh, sucky. Here you go.
Okay.
Now you're going to get into what's a sport and not a sport. I like all athletic endeavors.
Because curling's not a sport, JR. You and I both know that.
A guy with a broom and some ice, of course, is a sport.
Well, he may be an athlete. No, the person who's, like you said, on the floor on their hands and knees doing the grunt work, that's the athlete. But that doesn't equate to and translate that particular activity being a sport.
Hey, listen to me. I got on a plane this morning in Phoenix, Arizona. It was 30 degrees outside. I look over to the plane and I look behind and there's the wing. There was a guy with a mop trying to put hot water on the wing of the plane. That guy swinging that mop was an athlete.
Yes, I agree.
We can call that a sport for all I care. Hot mop swinging, okay? It's a sport. And so people playing soccer, God bless them. The cockroaches on Times Square doing a race, God bless them. People throwing chicken wings in the street down in Atlanta, downtown, outside of Magic City. It's a sport. We got to show respect. So much love to everybody out there that loves soccer. And if you don't, that's fine. That's like, hey, what's your favorite color? Red. That doesn't mean that you hate green. It's just different strokes for different folks. 855-212-4CBS. Zach is calling from Indiana. What's up, Zach?
What's up, JR? How you feeling, man?
Amazing.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I mean, you had Henry in the spin cycle there for a minute after that comment, but you've been on it today, man. Some zingers in there. What are they supposed to do, play until they die? That was hilarious.
Yeah, the soccer players, like they played 90 minutes, and then they played another, I don't know, 15, 30 minutes, and what are they supposed to do? Let them get the game over with. Penalty kicks.
That was funny, yeah. So, yeah, I was just calling because just wanted to say you actually sold me on it. I was actually kind of like the soccer mocker. I like that. I was probably in that category. But you actually sold me on it. I think I watched the first game that the USA won. That was the only game I watched of it. I'm actually going to watch on Sunday, kind of lengthen the Sunday out for football and get that going in the morning. Who you picking, though? You like Argentina or you like France?
I will go with France to repeat back-to-back. It's tough. Now, I can't give you ridiculous analysis like I would do the NFL or the NBA, MLB.
Sure.
But I think that France has more depth. They're the defending champs. And I don't know. This would be awesome if Messi comes out on top. This is going to be a disaster if Messi doesn't win. He yeah. will never be able to – he hasn't lived down the fact that he's done everything except for win a World Cup. And if he doesn't win it on Sunday – he's just going to get his ass kicked some more. So I would say France, but what the hell do I know? I'm just enjoying it for the fun of it.
Yeah, same. I think I'm going to go either storyline is kind of awesome. I like either way, the defending champ since the 50s or whatever you said it was, or Messi getting his first. I think I'm going to hop on Messi just because it's even money. But
yeah,
I want to see
Messi win.
Yeah.
Like, give this man a break. Why are we comparing him to a guy that was snorting the booger sugar? Like, why are we doing that? Not necessary. Thank you, Zach, for calling from Indiana.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Oh, Hugh is here in Portland with me. Hugh, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Welcome to the craft beer capital of the USA. I hope you get one before you get on the next plane. And
okay.
I hope you had a good view of either Mount Hood or Mount St. Helens up here. It's beautiful.
I saw Mount Hood from downtown. I asked, I said, what the hell is that? They said it's Mount Hood. And I looked, and I'm like, I can't – there's snow on top of it. I can't go up there.
Hey, I've got a good resolution for the penalty kick, and I don't know how old you are, but back in 1975, the Portland Timbers were part of the NASL, North American Soccer League. And back then, when you did penalty kicks, you got the ball at the 35-yard line. You had 5 seconds to go ahead and kick it into the goal. And it also allowed the goalie to come off the line. So you had talent coming from both ends of it. And you could really appreciate both sides, the offense and the defense, rather than a goalie that just stuck on the goal line, just having to guess which way he's going to go.
So this is like
hockey.
This is like Allen – yeah, hockey. But this is also – this is saying – here, we have Allen Iverson and Tyronn Lue going against each other. If Allen Iverson can score a basket against him, then the Sixers win, basically.
Yeah, and okay. It's cool. The goalie can come out to try to cut off the line, and the kicker can just kind of lob it over the back
okay.
of them. It's much more interesting.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, everything in the World Cup is rooted in so much tradition.
It's like golf in Wimbledon. Yes, it is.
It will never happen. I like the idea. We might need to create the XFL of soccer before we see that take place.
Bring Vincent McMahon into it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Hugh, for calling from Portland. Yeah, Vince McMahon? I think Vince McMahon is in some more trouble. The last time, Vince McMahon, did he get – hey, Shep, did you hear Vince McMahon got sued again?
Again? Like, how recent are we talking?
Vince McMahon faces fresh demands from women alleging sexual abuse. This is from 2 days ago.
God.
A demand letter to Mr. McMahon's representative, a lawyer, from a former referee who was a woman. She asked for $12 million in damages after she publicly accused Mr. McMahon for 30 years of... taking advantage of her in a limousine.
No, he's making it very apparent he wants back in the game.
Vince McMahon?
He's not even hiding. Yeah, he's not even playing the long game.
What is Vince McMahon is like almost 80 years old.
Robert Kraft is over
Uh-oh.
80, and he's, you know, the creme de la creme in terms of NFL owners. Speaking of individuals that play it loose every now and then.
Uh-oh. Well, he likes to massage. Maybe he should have signed Deshaun Watson.
That's a good call.
It's too late. They could have been they could have been one hell of a team.
Yeah, instead, let's go with a second-year quarterback who's all he's doing is regressing. Good job,
yeah,
Kraft.
Yeah, Mac Jones is doing a great job cursing everybody out. He's like F-bombs for everybody.
It's Brady without the 7 rings.
I think without the talent, too. Anyway, true. Mac Jones is okay. And I don't know what Vince McMahon is doing, but yeah, he's laying low. But, man, I think if you've done 30 and 40 years of dirt, it's impossible to lay low. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Nate Dogg taught me about laying low. And let's talk to, well, this is one hell of a name. I feel inappropriate saying this. Be careful here.
It's for the right reasons, though.
Okay.
His nickname.
I don't want to know why it's just his nickname. Let's go to Florida. And let's talk to Big Hands John. Big Hands John, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
You got your hands are bigger than Kenny Pickett?
I wear a size 18 and a half on my little finger.
I don't wear rings. I haven't had my hands measured. I don't know about that stuff.
I'm as big as a magazine. And reason for that name is I help veterans. I'm Allstate, the Good Hands people. I'm Big Hands John. I help veterans.
Oh, well, thank you, Big Hands John. We appreciate what you're doing, man. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. Thank you. I appreciate what you're doing. It's always an enlightening show. And I figured I'd call on a couple of subjects.
Please.
You know, you had touched base on referees. John Shula and you can't forget Madden. Those were two great people that talked on the radio and on TV about football and the game and the highlights and everything that went into it.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Yes,
They were great guys.
Yes. You know?
And we have a soccer team down here called the Rowdies, and they do a lot of youth training for soccer. And it's a pretty big thing down here. We have the hockey, we have the soccer, and we have the baseball, and, you know, we have Brady with the Bucks. And so we try to get into a little bit of everything.
What part of Florida are you referring to? Tampa, St. Pete?
Yeah, I live in St.
Okay.
Pete, but I grew up
Got
in
it.
Tampa. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, awesome.
So there's a lot going on down here that kind of projects and promotes the sports. And I remember back in the day, Pele. I don't know if you're old enough to remember Pele or not.
I've met Pele.
You did?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I saw him a couple of times play, man. He was a phenomenal individual.
He gave me a hug. You want to see it? Yeah. I met Pele. Listen, man, don't make me flexy on the radio. I met Pele in the 2012 Olympics. Yeah. I'm not joking. I'm telling the truth.
I'm sure you do. You're very well connected. You definitely know what you're talking about, and that comes
sometimes from
experience, and it shows.
Yeah, you know? I got lots of experience. My nickname is Big Hands, too, although I'm not a giant human being. Big Hands, John, okay?
Sorry, my friend.
Not the only one. Hey, I appreciate you for calling from Florida, and thank you for everything that you're doing for vets, man. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it, too, and I do it for free for about 16 years now. So,
hey, listen, not everything has to come with a price, and I'm glad that you understand that, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, and thank you for your show and everything that you do.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm just out here just doing stuff. 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Alabama on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm damn good. What's up?
Hey, man, other than representing the country, which, you know, of course, I'm always going to root for, you know, guys in our country, you know, in any sport we play. But it's hard for me to really get behind soccer as a sport because, you know, the best athletes in the world are in the NFL and in college football. When you can't use your hands in a sport, you know, it's just hard for me to get behind it. I mean, how many black players do you know in soccer? I mean, the best athletes in the world are African-Americans. I mean, that's just a fact. And it's just hard for me to get behind it. I mean, that's just my humble opinion. But, I mean, the NFL is God, in my opinion. Like, if you want to, like, literally, like, wind it down to that, I mean, it is the hardest sport to play. The hardest position to play in sports is the quarterback position. And, I mean, the greatest athletes in the world, in my opinion, they play football. And, you know, American football and college football, for that matter. So it's kind of hard to get behind soccer. And that's just my opinion. To me, the best players in the world, like I said, are black. So, I mean, you know, that's just
okay.
My opinion.
All right. Yeah, I'm black. I'm not going to argue. Hey, I got a question for you, Dave.
Yeah.
Have you been overseas?
No, I haven't been. I'm sorry. I haven't been. Oh, no. Okay. I have been once when I served my country, but, you know.
Well, thank you, man. Appreciate that. Where did you serve? Where'd you go, if you don't mind me asking?
I was in Germany.
Oh, you in Germany. So you didn't watch Bundesliga? You didn't go see Bayern? You didn't go to Frankfurt? What were you doing?
I was serving.
You were busy. Okay, I understand. Yeah, Bundesliga is amazing. I get you, Dave, but there's so much I feel you're missing out on. So much.
Well, you can't use your hands except for the goalie, but, you know, that's
skill. Let me ask you a question, Dave. You live in Alabama. You're here in America. You know what? That's going to get me fired, Dave. Thank you for calling from Alabama, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. This man is talking about how in soccer you can't use your hands, and I will let your imagination run wild. I will leave you at that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Before I get the boot off of the radio, I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about someone else. He doesn't use his hands either. He uses a stick. Yeah, no hands, a stick. Trust me, this show is still age appropriate. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, first and foremost, I want to say you make my drive because I go to and from the hospital to it every night, and you make my drive amazing. So thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. In a little more than 30 minutes from now, it's going to be time for a new top six list. We're going to talk about some of the most, how about this? We're going to give you a list of the most quotable coaches ever. I'm talking about head coaches who would be in front of a microphone and a camera and just light it up. They're entertaining. They're disrespectful. They're insightful. That list is coming at the top of the hour. We got so much more to do. We got a lot of people on the lines with their different and varying opinions on soccer. And one of the callers, he wanted to point out the fact that they can't even use their hands. It's not always a bad thing, damn it. How about hockey? They don't use their hands. They use a stick. One of the best damn guys on earth with a stick right now is from Russia. He's been here in the United States of America lighting it up. Since 2004, he is likely to go down as the most prolific goal scorer in NHL history. His name is Alex Ovechkin. He's 37 years old. He got a lot of runway in front of him. And last night, when his team, the Washington Capitals, beat the Chicago Blackhawks 7-3, this man moved into third place. He's now the third human being ever to have 800 goals in the NHL. And there's only two dudes in front of him. One man is Gordie Howe with 801 goals. And the guy who has more goals than anybody, and it's going to make me cry if he loses the record, because this is the guy that I grew up knowing and watching. It's the great one. It's Wayne Gretzky, 894 goals. Alex Ovechkin is a beast. This man has won the goal scoring title. He's been the goal scoring leader 9 times in the NHL. He's been in the league since 2004. He's 37 years old. The man scores goals like nobody's business. He's probably going to have the record in, I'd say, 2 or 3 years. No more than 3, if that. And it's going to hurt my soul because it's Wayne Gretzky. I know, I get it. Records are made to be broken and this and that, but not Wayne Gretzky. I'm okay with LeBron breaking Kareem's record, but not Wayne Gretzky. Don't do it. Don't touch it. Alex Ovechkin, three-time MVP winner, scoring goals, and Capitals ain't winning a damn thing, so I guess he just has to go out there and put up his numbers. It's a damn shame. For me personally, maybe I'm just being a jerk. This is what Alex Ovechkin had to say after scoring number 800.
It was great. For a couple of first goals was good bounces, and the third one, Mo gave me a nice pass, and I just have to put it in. And puck wasn't, in my curve, so I knew, I just have to put it up, and it's in. Yeah, as soon as it happened, kind of relief, happiness and in general.
Yeah, happiness in general. Oh, yeah, it was a hat trick. He scored 3 goals out of 7. The last one he scored in the third period with about 13 minutes. So basically to open up the third, he's like, hey, here's a hat trick. Here's goal number 3. It'd be nice if people we talking about soccer and football, and we got people calling me telling me that they don't like soccer. It's not a manly sport. And whatever reason people don't like it. There are a lot of people who don't get into hockey here in the United States of America either. Yeah, here's a question. This is for everybody. Yeah, you listening to me right now. You at home, you at work, you in your garage, you in your den, you doing construction, you in the hospital, you in the patrol car, you in the Uber, you in the truck. When's the last time that you have seen Alex Ovechkin in a commercial? When's the last time you've seen any hockey player in a damn commercial? Hey, Shep, is there anybody? Does anybody come to mind?
Man, JR, no. To be perfectly honest, no to your question is my answer. Honestly, if I didn't know you called for Alex Ovechkin right there, I would not be able to discern that was even his voice.
Yeah, we don't know who he sounds like.
Exactly.
We
know what he looks like and the teeth and all that, but I like that voice, I could not distinguish that was Alexander Ovechkin if I didn't know we were playing it.
You mean the missing tooth?
Yeah, yes. I was being polite.
No, a lot of hockey players have missing teeth.
Yeah, but then they get him back in post playing days. Shout out Wayne Gretzky, your boy, by the way.
Well, Ken Dynico, he's one of my favorite hockey players ever. He used to play for the Devils. See, I like the guys who would knock the living hell out of folks. I like the enforcers of the world. Ken Dynico, I think he has teeth now that he retired. This man didn't run around with a full set of teeth. He lets you know that I'm willing to kick your ass, and I don't care what I look like while I do it. And hockey players, we talking about soccer. Hockey players are in their own space as well in America. Like, they're in fourth place when you think about the popularity of the sport in the United States of America, behind basketball, football, baseball. Who knows what soccer, maybe the next 20, 30 years, soccer, MLS, will continue to creep up. And I can think about some of the big names in hockey. I'm talking about active dudes. Let's forget about the legends. Let's forget about the legends. Who's the biggest name in hockey? Is it Ovechkin? Is it Sidney Crosby?
Yeah, it would have to be Sid, just because he's got the hardware. He's got the Olympic gold. Pittsburgh. They have a history. Super Mario, Jagr, Washington Capitals. They don't have that.
But it's crazy that it's really only two, and it's barely two.
Connor
who?
McDavid. not McGregor, who is a household name, unfortunately.
Oh my God. Nobody knows who the hell that guy is. Nobody knows who he is.
Well, I know the 35-year-old Chris Letang is coming back to Pittsburgh.
Nobody knows who that is.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Like, I can pinpoint any – let's put it this way. If you go up to someone who is not a sports fan and you name the biggest dude in that sport, come on, man. I can walk up to anybody in America for the most part and go – LeBron, and they're going to look at me and go, what about him, right? I can walk up to anybody in America at this point. His celebrity is growing. There's not too many people that are LeBron. But I can go up to a lot of people and be like Aaron Judge, and they may go, oh, that's the home run guy? Okay, fine, you get it. I can walk up to most people in America and go Tom Brady, and they'll go, what about him? If I go up to people who don't give a damn about sports and I say, hey, Sidney Crosby, they go, huh? What?
I think most people will know who Sid is.
No.
Oh, JR, I respect
no.
Sid Crosby?
No. People who don't give a damn about sports. I'm not talking about sports fan. Not everybody likes sports. People don't care. If you don't know, there are people who don't know LeBron, which is fine. If there are people who don't know LeBron and don't care about sports, why would they know Sidney Crosby?
Well, I mean, three Stanley Cups, a gold medal.
Do you know everybody doesn't care about the Stanley Cup? Do you know people? There's some people who don't know what it looks like.
Yeah.
You know, some people wouldn't be able to identify whether the Stanley Cup is given away in hockey or squash. Like the Vince, if I can walk up to people and go, hey, Vince Lombardi Trophy. Some people are going to go, for what? Like, not everybody's a sports fan. And so I know this is fact.
But Crosby's been he's been in the league for almost two decades, though.
Doesn't matter. I put it to you this way. I know a lot about a lot of things. You name actors and actresses sometimes.
Right.
I don't know who the hell they are.
That's fair.
You want to know why? Because I don't watch. I don't care. And so that's the same thing for sports.
I would say Sid Crosby is like Stanley Tucci. Is that a fair comparison?
I couldn't tell you. The name sounds familiar.
Right,
I couldn't.
Right.
I could not tell you what a Stanley Tucci film was.
Yeah.
That's my point.
I would say Gretzky crosses that popular American threshold. He fits that billing. Even Gordie Howe, I don't even know if he crosses that line. And I know he recently passed away.
He doesn't.
In terms of mainstream society, that's a fair point. Gretzky may be the only one.
That's what I'm talking about right now. And it's not even close. Even if you believe that. Okay, a lot of people know Sidney. Yeah, hell yeah, a lot of people know Sidney Crosby. People who are casual sports fans. It don't matter if there are people who don't know the difference, don't know the rules, don't watch, don't have an interest. They know LeBron. They know Tom Brady. Sidney Crosby is way, way, way down on the Q rating. And if Sidney Crosby is way down on the Q score rating, where is Alex Ovechkin? He barely registers. And it's a shame. Congratulations to this man on his 800th goal. I hope he doesn't catch Gretzky. That's my childhood right there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's about to go down in 15 minutes. 15 minutes. I'm giving you a top six list. These are coaches that never miss the mark. Not when it comes to coaching, but when it comes to speaking. I'm going to give you a top six list of the most quotable coaches. What the hell are they saying that's so quotatious? You like that, huh? 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to try to get on as many calls as possible. We have a lot of folks who have been very, very patient. We have talked about Alex Ovechkin, his 800th goal in the NHL, now only behind Gordie Howe and the great one, Wayne Gretzky. We've talked about the World Cup. And so let's get more of your calls in before I give you a new top six list. Frankie's calling from Nashville. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, a lot to unpack here. Starting with, you know, you're going to run this moniker with big hands. I don't know why we're dissing on the hands. So when we're talking about the sport of soccer, I got to jump here on Dave's back. Having your hands is super important. I mean, to me, that's fundamental when you're talking about anything in art or sports. You know, you're talking about, well, they don't use their hands in hockey. They use a stick. That's the same thing with a baseball bat. That's all hands. When you go in as a hitting instructor, that's all hands. How fast are your hands? The bat, the stick, that's just an extension, but it's a hand sport. When you don't pull your hands in a sport, it's almost like a handicap. And that's the way I look at soccer. Not only is soft, but almost like a handicap. Hey, you can't use your – what do you mean, hands? God gave me hands and arms, I can't use them? That's a fundamental issue for me. So that's probably where I start.
I don't know where you start, because you started off telling me about something that I think you misconstrued. I'm not dissing anything about hands. What's your point? You don't like soccer, or do you like it? I don't understand. Which one do you like?
I don't like soccer. If you can't use your hands in a sport, of course I'm not going to support it. I played basketball with a guy. He's a soccer player. I threw him a pass. It bounced off his chest. He don't use his hand. Why would I use my hands? Yeah, I'm a soccer player.
It's okay. They don't like you either, so everybody's even.
Well, I'm just talking factual here, brother. I'm just talking on point. And we can
– Oh, my God. That's you. That's what you believe. That's fine. What are you talking facts for? I think there's 8 or 9 billion people on Earth. You're one person. The majority of the world – is kicking a soccer ball. You're in the minority. Are you there, Frankie? Are you here?
A true American sports fan is not a soccer guy. Now,
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me bring him back to hang up on him. Hello?
You're lame.
Thank you. Not as much as you. That is one of the most ignorant things I've ever heard in my life. On behalf of Americans and people on planet Earth, you're a jackass. Damn. Shep, I've never heard a more ignorant thing in my life.
That was bad.
I need to take a shower. Oh, my God. What did he just say, Shep?
That was pretty abysmal. Yeah. I mean,
did he say – well, help me out here. I'm so in shock. I can't believe –
If you like a sport – that doesn't involve using hands, you can't really call yourself an American sports fan.
Is that what he said?
As in so many words, yes.
Yeah, because my interpretation was if you're an American sports fan, you can't like it. What a jackass. Oh, my God. Hey, we've had some people say some wild things since I've been here going on 2.5 years.
Close to three.
Almost. Yeah, in March is three?
Yeah.
March is 3 years, yeah. Almost 3 years. Bruh, I might have to get you a plaque. I might have to hire the same person who just created the new NBA MVP trophy, the ugly one with Michael Jordan. I might need to find that guy and mail you a trophy, because you have said the dumbest thing, and there's a lot of dumb things. You just said the dumbest thing that I have ever heard here in almost 3 years.
He makes Perry from Alabama look like Henry Kissinger.
Henry from Alabama, who says Bryce Harper is a terrible baseball player, right?
Yeah, Perry from Alabama, yes.
You know what else I need, Shep? I need somebody. Let's round this out. These are the ways that you could say something dumber than what this man just called and said to us. I need somebody to call me and tell me that Mariano Rivera was an overrated reliever. I need someone to call me and tell me that Michael Jordan was terrible because he didn't shoot threes. I need someone to call me and tell me that Randy Johnson was overrated because he was tall. I need someone to tell me that Muhammad Ali was not the greatest. Someone would have to call me up and make each one of those statements consecutively to go ahead and top what that idiot just called and said. And I mean, damn, I hate calling people names. I don't like it. But if anybody deserves it, it's him. You know, I can tolerate stupidity. I can. I really can. I can't tolerate ignorance. And I don't think that man was playing games.
You can't be a real American. Any real American sports fan wouldn't like soccer.
Oh, my God. What else? What are you doing? You eating apple pie and baking a hot dog while you say that? What are you doing? Yeah, I said baking a hot dog because he's an idiot. Damn. Shep, do I have enough time to go back to my hotel and take a shower and come back and wash myself from that stupidity?
Yes, yes. You're pretty quick in every single aspect of life, I would say, yes.
That was
incredibly ignorant. There's no denying that.
Damn.
Yeah, and it really puts Americans in a bad light.
Well, thank God he doesn't speak for America. He thinks he does. He knows what Americans want. Americans we're like a variety pack, man. Everybody likes something different. Wait, was he Captain America? We got a lot of people all over America who absolutely love soccer. They absolutely love football.
Any real American wouldn't do this. He'd play with his hands. He doesn't catch them with his hands. What a dumbass.
His number popped up when he called, right?
Correct. Do you want him permanently banned from the show or just a temporary ban? Or do you want him to call back again and maybe learn from his errant ways?
I don't want to hear from that guy from, I don't know, like a couple months, man.
Okay. And you're pretty lenient about that stuff. So for you to put a ban on someone, that must have really said something about that.
It's a ban? It's a ban?
That's a permanent, no, but I'll remember who he is.
Yeah, I just don't want to hear from him for months. What a dumbass call that was. I want to apologize for calling him a dumbass, but I'd be lying out my teeth. Terrible. Shame. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not going to say anything ignorant. I'm going to say things that are factual. I'm going to say things that do make sense. Because in a few minutes, it's going to be time for a new top six list. We're going to look at coaches. We're going to look at some of the most quotatious coaches that you have ever seen or heard of in the world of sports. Individuals who have the gift of gab. This list is inspired by a coach who unfortunately just passed away. And you're going to hear from these coaches on the other side. It's a new top six list. We're looking at the top six quotable coaches ever. Who gives the best sound bites? The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details. How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.gov for more details. How do we measure road trips? In miles traveled and memories made. In scenic views and back roads that don't show up on your GPS. And in the wrong turns that turn out to be the right decisions. It's not about how far you can go, but how far you're inspired to move. The 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid goes the extra mile with class-leading 53 mpg combined. Farther for all. The all-new 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid. Kia. Movement that inspires. 2023 Niro HEV SX fuel economy claim based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy for entry CUV class. Actual mileage will vary with options, driving conditions, driving habits, and your vehicle's condition. See fueleconomy.com. For more details.